So I'm here in the studio with Kevin and Cadence from Demonotaurus McGill. Can you tell us what happened this morning?
Sure. This morning, about 25 students and supporters of Demilitarize McGill blocked access to the Aerospace Mechatronics Lab in the Mechanical Engineering Department at McGill. This is the lab that, it was revealed yesterday, has been conducting research for the Canadian military into drone technology, specifically autonomy software that the Canadian military believes will allow these drones to be more useful in the context of urban warfare. This is information taken directly from the contract that McGill signed, and this is ongoing research at the university involving $380,000 in Canadian military funding. Demilitarized McGill opposes military research on campus and opposes the university's complicity in war that it represents. So we blocked access to the lab for 3.5 hours before the McGill security called police. Police intervened. Four officers came onto campus and seized the banner. The students left, and all were able to leave safely.
This is the second of two blockades done by Demilitarized McGill in the past couple weeks. The first was a few weeks ago at the Shockwave Physics Group lab complex. This one, as Kevin said, was at the Aerospace Mechatronics Lab. We see this as a sign that Demilitarized McGill is willing to continue these types of actions to reach their goals of ending military research on campus, and we see this as an indication that there are enough people that support Demilitarize's goals to come to these actions, and that number of people is large enough that McGill is forced to resort to calling the police and isn't able to rely on just on-campus security. This Tuesday as well, Demilitarize McGill held a workshop during Israeli Apartheid Week 2014. We talked about a variety of connections that McGill has through professors and through different industry partners to the Technion in Israel. It was pretty well attended. We had about, I'd say, 15 people at its height. There was lots of good discussion at the end. People were really interested in the different ways that we at McGill can oppose military research as a way to oppose the ongoing occupation of Palestinian lands, and that being a good way to use our location to our benefit in this case. As well, this week, on Thursday evening, we held a screening of Dirty Wars. It was really well attended. I'd say we had about 30 to 40 people. As well, we had Andrew Epstein from the production team of Dirty Wars, who did a question and answer period after. He talked a lot about like the kind of updates from after the end of the filming of the documentary, and as well how he saw university activism against military research as a good way for folks to oppose the kinds of things that were talked about in the film.
We have a walking tour planned this next Tuesday, and that is an event where folks will be going to the different locations where military research is ongoing at McGill, and we'll be sharing information from the research that we've done as Demilitarized McGill about those research projects. And if folks want to learn different ways that they can get involved, they can come to events like that. They can also contact us, demilitarizedmcgillnow@gmail.com, and we have a website, demilitarizedmcgill.com.